So, John, Colonel Gaddafi, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and President Obama all walk into a bar. Okay, they walk into the UN General Assembly, actually. That could be the beginning of a good joke. It's the New York General Assembly meeting in New York
Gaddafi
today.
On base.
192 member countries of the UN all going to get along beautifully, right? The U.S. is playing a big role. President Obama will be there for some of the proceedings. He's also going to be speaking before the UN. Jonathan Marcus is here with us. Good friend, regular contributor to the show from our partner, the BBC, is the diplomatic correspondent there. And you're here to cover the events at the General Assembly meeting.
I'm here for my sins to cover the events of the General Assembly meeting, if we can actually get there through the traffic jams and the chaos. I think it's actually going to be very interesting this year. I mean, people will laugh. It's like a terrible bureaucratic talking shop, a yawn, the UN General Assembly. But I think it's really interesting this year for a number of reasons. One, because it's President Barack Obama's first UN General Assembly. This is the moment where I think you are going to see him setting out, certainly rhetorically, a re-engagement with the world. This is not an institution that the previous administration much liked. I think the Obama administration's attitude towards the UN, towards multilateral action more generally, is much more interesting. And we're going to hear some very interesting speeches, I think, from the president, particularly on climate change tomorrow, on non-proliferation later in the week, where I think we're going to hear America recommitting itself to a whole range of agreements and treaties which fell out of favor under the previous administration. And of course, there's the big issue of Mideast peace, too. We don't know whether this meeting tomorrow with Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president, and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to necessarily lead to a restarting of the peace process. But they are in town. They are going to be meeting, and we'll see what happens.
One thing we do know, supposedly, is that President Obama is going to try to avoid both Gaddafi and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
How President Gaddafi chooses to comport himself when he attends the General Assembly and the Security Council in New York has the potential either to further aggravate those feelings and emotions or not.
That was Susan Rice. She's the UN ambassador speaking earlier this month about President Gaddafi. Are we expecting some sparks to fly between the president and...
I think what you're going to find is a kind of diplomatic disengagement. I think they're going to try very hard not to bump into each other in the corridors. I think there's an awful lot of kind of orchestration and arrangement behind the scenes to try and make sure that these guys don't actually meet up.
Although, Jonathan Marcus, it sounds like Susan Rice is worried that either Gaddafi or Ahmadinejad is going to scream, "You lie," in the middle of his speech.
Well, okay, that's possible. I mean, we're expecting probably President Ahmadinejad to be there when President Obama speaks. It's not entirely clear whether Mr. Obama will be there when the Iranian leader speaks. But, you know, it's all part of the choreography and the kind of backstory of these events. Who meets who in the corridors, the theater of the thing. And, of course, behind the scenes, there are an awful lot of important meetings as well. And, I mean, in some ways, the big speeches are important, but it's those behind-the-scenes meetings that matter. Afghanistan very much in the news today. Mm. There's a meeting of the Friends of Pakistan, which is going to be crucial, and in many of the bilateral meetings. And I mean, one of the most important bilateral meetings is going to be with President Obama and his Chinese counterpart, because actually it's that American-Chinese relationship which is really the crucial one in trying to sort out whether the climate change agreement is going to get anywhere.
Well, that is supposedly the main focus of this entire General Assembly. And Ban Ki-moon, of course, went to the Arctic to take a look at the melting ice there. And this was President Obama at the G8 press conference in Italy talking about the U.S. role in July.
In the past, the United States has sometimes fallen short of meeting our responsibilities. So let me be clear, those days are over.
Let him be very clear. And China and the United States are the two sticking points, many people say.
Well, they are sticking points. I mean, in a sense, everybody is a sticking point. That's the problem. I mean, nobody can really agree other than the fact that there is a problem. I think the consensus now is clearly the U.S. administration has come on board. They all agree there's the problem. But nobody really has agreed yet how much people should cut, how fast, who's going to pay for it, who's going to help the developing countries to come on board and pay for all the things that they're going to have to do. So, you know, it's a hell of a problem, and we're getting a lot of warnings now from the British Prime Minister only yesterday, Gordon Brown, that, you know, this Copenhagen Treaty that they're working towards at the end of the year, the Copenhagen Summit, you know, it is in danger of failing. So I think the crucial thing this week is whether we see from the Americans and indeed importantly from the Chinese too, some sign that this thing is getting energy behind it.
I have to say, moving forward on climate change seems to be a hard headline generator for this meeting. I'm wondering if the headlines are going to be centered more on the U.S.-Iran relationship, where Ahmadinejad said on Friday that the Holocaust was a lie. It actually didn't happen. Seems to me it's possible that the whole overture to talk directly to Iran may be dead by the end of this week. What do you think?
Well, look, I think nobody's terribly optimistic. I think the process is going forward. I mean, it's clear in October the Europeans, the Americans, the Russians and so on are going to be meeting with the Iranians. There isn't a great deal of optimism about where that can go. Everybody knows the kind of rhetoric that we've heard from the Iranians repeated very recently. So, you know, there are very limited expectations. But the game now is to try and push out, see where that engagement can get to. And so this UN General Assembly, which had been billed as the great moment when everybody would get tough with Iran, and the question was, would the Russians come on board? Would the Chinese come on board? The Russians made it pretty clear they weren't going to come on board. But in a sense, that's been diffused a little. So maybe, again, the theatre, you may see some interesting and amusing things, perhaps things that will outrage some people. But I think, in a sense, it's been kicked forward, the Iran issue. There are going to be these direct talks. And as I say, there isn't much optimism behind them, but we have to see where they lead.
Very, very briefly, Jonathan Marcus from the BBC, does the decision that President Obama made about the missile defense shield, some say it's a concession to the Russians. Will that encourage the Russians to talk tough to Iran?
Big question. I mean, everybody is looking to see, is there going to be some quid pro quo? Now, of course, administration officials, everybody says this wasn't a concession to the Russians. You're getting a real missile defense shield rather than a virtual one. But all eyes are on Moscow to see if there is going to be any kind of softening at all, any assistance for America and the West on
Jonathan
Iran.
Jonathan Marcus is the diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
Thanks for coming by.
Pleasure.